Welcome everybody, this is the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices webcast, and this time we're going to talk about really cool stuff for SharePoint 2013 and SharePoint 2016 on-premises, which was released recently in the dev.office.com blogs site and also as part of the GitHub releases. And this is the responsive UI package for SharePoint 2013 and SharePoint 2016. With me today is Paolo Pialorsi. Paolo is one of the persons who were leading development on this one, and we in the engineering were helping to make sure that everything is based on the recommendations for the SharePoint on-premises as well. Paolo is going to take the lead on the webcast, and I'll be asking again questions like I typically do within this webcast. So Paolo, just take it away and do some intros.
Yes, thank you, Vesa. Welcome everybody to this webcast. I'm Paolo Pialorsi from PSIS.com, and yes, I will walk you through the responsive UI package for SharePoint 2013 and 16 that we recently released. So let me pretty soon move to the contents. Of course, most of you are aware of what Office 365 Developer Pattern and Practices is and what we do. So this is just a reminder for you about what we do, what we provide as a community for the community. And I will move to the agenda of this session, which will be pretty short, just focused on the real content. First of all, we will try to understand what is the responsive UI package and how it works. Then I will show you a demo about how to use and how to set up it on an already existing environment. And then we will end up with some information about requirements and detailed features about the setup process. So what is the responsive UI package and how it works? Well, first of all, it is a ready-to-go solution. So if you want, you can simply download it from GitHub, and pretty soon I will show you the URL and the page from which you can do the download. You can simply download it, install it following the setup instruction that we provide on GitHub, and you will be ready with a SharePoint 2013 or 2016 set collection, which will be responsive. Responsive from which perspective? Well, our target is and was, when we developed the solution, the team site, the STS-0 site template for SharePoint on-premises, and we provide you a customization which can be applied at the site collection level, which means that you can make responsive not only the root site of the site collection, but all the sub-sites within a unique site collection, which is really powerful in my opinion, because with just one setup step, you will have the entire site collection responsive. And we do that without changing the master page, which is a good guidance for you guys if you want to do the same thing. If you want to slightly change what we provide to you as a sample and as a solution, you can do that. But keep in mind, try to avoid changing the master page, and instead of it, use some other techniques like embedding, for example, some JavaScript or CSS code within the page using custom actions. That is what we do under the cover with this solution.
On that one, actually, Paolo, just jumping on that one, that's sure. That's an excellent point. And really want to make sure that people do understand that this is a sample slash solution. You can actually use it as such, but just as well, you can have a look on how it's implemented, and you can modify the implementation based on your needs, or if there's any technical issues or whatever, you can absolutely implement that in an alternative way. But the package itself has the installation model, and you can easily modify the JavaScript and CSS as such. And everything is open source, and we're going to talk about that one slightly later. But we absolutely want to have your feedback, and we want to have also pull requests if you can find some issues within the implementation.
Absolutely, yes. And we are looking forward to have community contribution for this project to make it bigger and bigger. So. From a targeting perspective, what we provide to you? Well, we have three kind of layouts that we support from a responsiveness perspective. First of all, we have the classic desktop, which is in place whenever you have a browser area or a screen with a width higher or equal to 769 pixels, so the classic desktop UI. But on the other side, if you are on a tablet or on a smartphone, we have these reference sizes for your screen and for your browser area, and we will provide you the tablet UI or the smartphone UI based on your device and on the screen size, of course. And as you can see in this screenshot, the UI adapts and provides you the classic and well-known so-called hamburger menu on the left here near the logo if you are in the tablet mode, or just beside the site title on the right side if you are on a smartphone UI. But the URL, the pages will be the same. We will simply apply the responsive behavior under the cover by embedding some JavaScript and CSS without changing the master page or without changing the real code of the pages that you have to create or use. So to make it more real, let me show you with an hands-on approach what we do provide to you and how you can set up this package in your own environment. So I will move to my demo environment. I have to show you first of all the URL from which you can grab the solution. You have to go to the github.com/officedev/pmptools, which is a repo more in general for scripts and tools for SharePoint 2013 and 16 on premises mainly. So this is a kind of a repo targeting IT pro stuff rather than developer stuff. Correct me if I'm wrong, Visa.
That is absolutely correct, yeah. So what we're trying to do is also extend the brand of PnP from Office Dev and Office 365. And we will release additional content using the SharePoint PnP brand as well. So, and targeted for IT pros and administrators, like I said.
Good. So under the solutions folder, you will find the SharePoint.UI.responsive folder, which includes just a bunch of a few files, which are the JavaScript and the CSS files that will be embedded in your solution, as well as two XML provisioning template files, which uses the PnP remote provisioning engine for setting up the responsive package, as well as a couple of PowerShell files to enable or disable the responsiveness onto a target set collection. And of course, a README file with all the setup instruction and all the information needed to properly manage this solution. So now let's say that we have a site which could be a SharePoint 2016 or a SharePoint 2013 site on premises. So we are not targeting SharePoint Online right now in this video. And let's say that you want to play from a responsive perspective with this site. So for example, let's reduce the area for this view. And as you can see, this is the out-of-the-box behavior of SharePoint. The page doesn't properly follow the size of the screen. And even if I go into the mobile device emulator, for example, pressing F12 and selecting to use an iPhone 4 device, for example, I can refresh. As you can see, the page is still the same as before, simply with a different zoom on the screen size. Of course, we probably all know that in SharePoint on-premises, we have also the mobile view, which is a feature which is by default enabled in a Teams site. Well, in our solution, we decided to disable that feature and to completely leverage the responsiveness capability. So that's why right now, even if I'm using the iPhone emulator, I'm not seeing the mobile view, classic output of SharePoint, but I'm still seeing the classic desktop UI just inside the small screen of an iPhone. So let me go back to the content of the solution. And well, if you want to enable responsiveness on this target site, you simply need to have some PowerShell scripting like this one, which will leverage the PowerShell script that we provide, the enable SP responsive UI file, which accepts the target site URL, which will be the URL of the site collection on top of which you want to enable responsiveness, and If you want, optionally, you can also provide an infrastructure site URL, which will be used to copy the JS and CSS files in order to share those files through a unique content delivery set collection, which will be a kind of an infrastructure set collection at the tenant level. So if you have to enable responsiveness on multiple set collections and you want to improve maintenance of the solution, you can use the infrastructure set URL parameter. You can copy all the infrastructure files on the infrastructure set collection, and you can share those files from whatever set collection you want to have as a responsive one.
Well, a quick comment on that one, Paolo, because you said that if you want to deploy that to an infrastructure site collection within your tenant, obviously within your web application or within the farm. So terminology thing, obviously, in the on-premises, because this doesn't require a multi-tenancy in on-premises.
Yes.
Obviously, we work within the Office 365 so much in every single day as well, so terminologies are getting confused. And the same model would work within the Office 365 as well. As a general recommendation, we would absolutely recommend to use the infrastructural site collection, because then you have a one version of truth in the CSS and JavaScript location. So you can easily update your CSS and JavaScript from a one location, rather than deploying those in every single site collection, which then could have a impact from a operational or maintenance perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. So now I will set up just a few variables, which will be the one holding the credentials that I will use to authenticate against my target site collection, as well as the URL of the target site and of the infrastructure site collection. Let me so provide my own credentials, which are on-premises credentials from a Windows directory system perspective. And I will use the second option of the enable responsive UI script in order to target that set collection with an infrastructure site and by providing my credentials. If you do not provide the credentials as a parameter, the script will prompt you to provide the credentials if needed. Otherwise, it will try to use integrated Windows security if you are on-prem. So by executing the enable responsive UI PowerShell script and providing the target site URL and the infrastructure site as well as the credentials, I will be able to apply the responsive template onto the target site. Of course, if you don't provide the credentials argument, the script will prompt you for the credentials as long as the integrated security cannot be used to authenticate you against the target site collection. So I will execute this guy. And as you will pretty soon see, first of all, because I have provided an infrastructure site URL, the script is uploading some files, the JavaScript and the CSS files, onto the infrastructure site collection, as you can see here. And just after that, it will also apply the custom action onto the target site, but it will also disable the mobile view feature if it is enabled on the target site to make it possible to completely fill the new behavior of the responsive UI package. So we are done.
Quick comment, actually, Paolo, because it actually showed some progress on the progress bars. What were those? Can you briefly explain what are those?
Yeah, sure. Those are provided by the PowerShell CMDLeth of the PNP remote provisioning engine. And under the cover, there was the provisioning engine, which does remote provisioning of artifacts and somehow, from some degrees of perspective, content like JavaScript, CSS, or infrastructural information to the target site. So the first status bar was related to the infrastructure site collection provisioning, and the second one to the target site provisioning.
And just to kind of reinforce that one, we're not using any sandbox solutions or farm solutions to do this, because the feature framework has some, let's say, downsides of using that, because the end users could go and deactivate the features or deactivate the sandbox solution, and the deployment is always painful as well. The BMP site provisioning engine is giving an option to essentially deploy the needed assets and configurations to the sites without any feature framework, and you can still automate that extremely easily. But this is not about the BMP site provisioning engine, so I think that's enough on the intro.
Yes, and on the other side, if anybody is interested, we have some other webcasts covering this topic as well, so just have a look at them. So if I go back to my Chrome browser and if I refresh this view, of course I'm still in the desktop UI, and so I don't see any difference if compared with before. But if, for example, I reduce the area, as you can see now I have the hamburger menu, and I'm in a size of my browser screen which is pretty close to the size of a tablet, so I can play with the responsive hamburger menu. I can see that the overall size of the screen has been reduced and the behavior of my page is changing. For example, the search box is just under the title instead of being beside on the right side of the title. But because we are playing with the responsive design which targets mobile devices like tablets and smartphones, let me do something more. So let me open the F12 mode in Chrome, and let me show you the site using an iPhone 4 smartphone, for example. As you can see now, the UI has been adapted to fit the area of the iPhone 4. I still have all the capabilities provided by SharePoint, but for example, in the document library, in the list view web part, which is showing the document library shared documents, I only have a couple of columns because it wouldn't be possible to have all the columns within a so small screen. So we decided, using CSS overriding, to hide some of the less useful information from this view. Again, we have the hamburger menu. You can click on it and you can see the global and the current navigation inserted in this new menu UI element. And you can do that for almost every kind of page you have in the site. So for example, if I go into the site contents page, you will see that the site contents page will adapt to the area, to the available area, as you can see. And now the site content is with a vertical layout. And we also reduce the area that we need to show the workflows, settings, or recycle bin. And for example, we remove the text of this element to make much more room for the other information in this view. And the same could happen for the site settings page, which usually is based on an HTML table and based on two columns within a unique table. Now we have a vertical view based on a set of div elements which can be used on any device. And almost the same could happen for web part pages, wiki pages, and all the content pages. Of course, we try to do our best to fit everything within the proper area on the screen, but maybe that some very specific web parts or custom contents loaded within an editor web part, for example, could not fit properly in the area. Let us know. We will try to do our best to make them fit as well. And if I go to the iPad view, just for the sake of completeness, as you can see, we have much more area available. So we have a new layout for the settings. We have a different and new layout for the site contents page, and so on. But as you can see, it is still resized to better fit the area available in the browser or on the device. So that is basically the behavior of the responsive UI. And of course, if you, for whatever reason, you want to disable the responsive UI, you can simply use the disable responsive UI PowerShell script, still providing target site URL and the credentials. And this script will disable the custom action, so it will not remove the JavaScript and the CSS files. If you want, you will have to remove them manually, especially because if you are using an infrastructure site collection, we don't know if you want to remove the responsiveness just from one site or from all of the sites. So you will have to do the disabling, targeting every single site, and at the very end, if you want, you can remove the JavaScript and the CSS file from the infrastructure site. Those are uploaded into the style library of the site that you want to use as the repository for these files. But without going too deep on the code side of the world, I just want to show you few information about what we do in our package under the cover, at least. We have a JavaScript file, which is the one injected. Now, right now I'm in Visual Studio Code to show you the solution. And here I have a JavaScript file, which basically simply loads the jQuery script and invokes an init method of a custom namespace that we have. And this init method simply prepares the page in order to have support for the responsiveness. Let me show you how. First of all, the init function does a check if the jQuery engine is already available or not. And if the jQuery engine is available, we simply embed a viewport meta element in the page to properly adapt the view to the target mobile devices. We lower the custom CSS, which will do some overriding of the out-of-the-box CSS styles provided by SharePoint on-premises, and we plug into some events of the SharePoint out-of-the-box UI behavior just to better understand when the page gets resized and to fix any issue related, any possible issue related to the size of the available screen area. Moreover, if we are targeting a site settings page, here we have some custom code which will rewrite the document object model of the site settings, moving the contents of the menu of the site setting from the table NTR and TD elements into a sequence of div elements, which are way more better from a responsive perspective. And lastly, we look for the navigation elements like the global navigation, the current navigation, and we move them within the hamburger menu to make it possible to have the new mobile experience, just in case we are in the mobile view of our page. All the other stuff is done through the CSS file, which does a bunch of CSS overriding, but simply targeting the out-of-the-box classes which are already defined in SharePoint. So, to make it clear, we did not use any out-of-the-box engine, even if you can, if you want, like Bootstrap or something like that. But we preferred to simply override the out-of-the-box behavior of SharePoint without completely rewriting the document object model of the HTML provided by SharePoint. Because this approach, in our opinion, because we are targeting SharePoint, is lighter and more kind and gentle against the HTML generated by SharePoint on the server side. And here we have, for example, a media element which targets just the tablet and the smartphone devices. We have another media element which targets the tablet devices, and here we define the custom behavior for all the UI elements. Just to show you a brief example, if I go into the media section for the smartphone, which is this one with a max width below 480 pixels, at the very end of this area, there should be a CSS overriding which will hide, here it is, hide columns, for example, in a document list view. So when I showed you that the My Documents or the Shared Documents library, when I am in the smartphone view, does provide only the document title and the ACB menu, it happens because here we say, okay, please hide all the other columns if we are in the mobile view. And the same here, if we are in the site contents, we hide, display none, all the text element describing the workflows, the settings, and the recycle bin. So simply playing with the CSS overriding, we can achieve the result we want to have. Of course, in the project, we also have a provisioning XML file, which is the one which uploads the JavaScript and the CSS files onto the infrastructural site, as well as the one that targets the real target site for the responsiveness package, which enables a custom action, which is a site collection level custom action, so that it will be applied to all the sites in the set collection, and we deactivate the mobile browser view feature. That's all. So, if you want to simply use it, that's pretty easy. Enable responsive UI and you are done. If you want to go dig into the implementation, you can do that, and you can even contribute if you like. So, if you agree, Beza, I will go back to the slide deck for a while.
Yes, let's do that. And a nice walkthrough on the files themselves. It is relatively simple and clean implementation, which is always a big advantage, rather than doing complex custom master pages and all of that. So
yeah, good from that perspective.
Yes.
Yeah, to keep it simple and light from a SharePoint perspective, so that even from a maintenance perspective, it should be easier to do maintenance during the lifetime of the product.
Absolutely. So, and one topic on that one, actually, if you think about the maintenance, if you think about then how do I deploy this to hundreds or thousands of site collections? And that's one of the things why we are using the PMP PowerShell commandlets, because you can now extremely easily do a loop across all of your site collections, for example, in on-premises, and just apply that or update the URL where you're applying the responsiveness. So using the PowerShell, you can extremely easily automate farm-level deployments as well using this current setup.
Yeah. And just to recap what we do under the cover, first of all, we disable the mobile view whenever you enable the responsive package. Then we enable the site collection level user custom action. We embed the JavaScript file called PMP responsive UI.js, which will embed the jQuery stuff as well as the PMP responsive UI CSS, and will also configure the viewport meta element. We rewrite the DOM only for the menu items to have the hamburger menu. And we override all the ASP.NATIVE classes in CSS. And finally, just in case we are in the settings page, we also rewrite the document object model for that specific page, which otherwise couldn't be very responsive because it is based on the, how can I say, the old school table HTML elements, which are not that responsive right now or nowadays.
Yeah, that's even kind of debatable that how often you would use a mobile phone within on-premises to access the settings page. But anyway, it's included in the package. So
It's true. Totally true. We did it, but probably it's not completely useful, but who knows. Okay. So from a software requirement perspective, you only need to have SharePoint on-premises 2013 or 16. But if you have 2013, you have to have the April CU of 2015. Otherwise, the template application will not work properly. And you will also need to have the PowerShell extensions in order to being able to apply the provisioning template that enable the responsiveness behavior to the target site.
And let's be clear on the SharePoint 2013 requirement. It's April 2015 CU or newer. It doesn't have to be explicitly that CU, just to avoid any confusion on that.
Sure. I equal or higher than.
Yes.
Good point. Thank you. What are the supported use cases? Well, we try to test the solution with this kind of stuff. So, of course, the homepage, the web part pages and the wiki pages, the document libraries and lists, the site contents and site settings. Overall, we created about 80 different kind of pages and web part pages, and we tried to test everything with all of these various flavors of UI. Of course, maybe we still miss something, but we are in a solution which can be supported by the community. So if you think we are missing something, please let us know. Of course, we cannot guarantee a 100% support for any kind of UI element. There could be some edge cases. But again, please let us know. We will try to do our best to fix it. Or if you rather prefer, you will be more than welcome if you want to fix them, because it is a community project. So feel free and more than welcome to submit issues or pull requests if you have not only an issue but also a fix for that issue. And if you want to discuss on Yammer about this solution, please feel free to do that. It's more than welcome from our perspective.
Yes, absolutely. Open source, community driven, together with the community, and we can evolve this based on the input coming from the community. We are absolutely aware that this is, like Paolo said, this is not a 100% fix all solution just by magic, because SharePoint is relatively complex. And if you think about the complexity of individual web parts and options and flexibility of the UI, with the that requires a significant amount of testing just to make sure that every single scenario is properly covered. And that's also why we need the power of the community, because that's the easiest way we can scale with this one. Just the one kind of a side point on that one as well. Quite often, one of the feedback that we already got for around this one is that why isn't this part of the SharePoint natively? And no doubt, the SharePoint 2016 or SharePoint 2013 should have a native support for responsiveness. But right now, the realities are that it doesn't. So what we wanted to do is rather than wait for the native responsiveness UI, which might or might not come, we wanted to have this option available for the customers and partners already right now, immediately. And together with the community, we can then version and evolve this based on the requirements. if at some point there will be a native responsive UI for SharePoint, then we can actually just stop using this one and the native UI will take over the responsiveness. But I think it's still better to have this one now rather than wait for, again, whatever the time frame, the responsiveness might be there natively within a product.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And because we really care of the community, because we are all together a community, here you can find a bunch of reference URLs to access all the content provided by PMP. So, Visa, if you want to give some specific pointers on this slide.
Yes. So the main URL to remember is akmmsofficedevpnp, and that will land you to the dev.office.com patterns and practices page, which is a relatively long and a complex page. And we're looking into restructuring slightly to dev.office.com in the future. We do have videos in Channel 9, like this one. We do have pages, official guidance in MSDN around the BNP topics and patterns. The Yammer group address is there as well, akmmsofficedevpnp.yammer. Extremely active community discussing topics and issues and findings. So please use that Yammer for the questions and having a discussion with other people who are implementing similar stuff as you do. We do have a Twitter handle, and then we do have a monthly community calls as akmmsofficedevpnp call. That's a recurrent invite for monthly calls to get you to your calendar. GitHub, a lot of stuff in a GitHub. I'm not going to go through them one by one. The BMP one is the main repository, and then we have been splitting out specific concentration areas like the site's core or PowerShell to an own repository. And then there's the BMP partner pack, because quite often people are asking, okay, what about responsiveness then in Office 365? I would like to get my SharePoint online responsive as well. And actually, as part of the BMP partner pack, which is kind of a starter kit, a demo solution, or it can be used as such, there is a responsive UI setup as well. It's not necessarily as complex as complete as the one for on-premises right now, but that's also an open source community-driven program solution. So we absolutely are looking into evolving that one in the future. Excellent solution demonstrating how to do typical SharePoint customizations within a SharePoint Online as well. But I think that's it for this page, even though there's a lot to talk about and there's a lot of resources in BNP in general. But thank you, Paolo. Great
thank
presentation. And I think this is a good video explaining slightly more about the direction and also about the reasoning behind why did we do this as a community effort. Why is it an open source? How to actually enable that, and what are the technical requirements? We're really looking forward to the community feedback and also contributions or ideas to further evolve what's out there. Open source and community-driven solutions mean that we want to do this together with the community. So Microsoft does not want to dictate things. We want you who work on a SharePoint day-to-day in your deployments to actually give us the feedback, and we can evolve this together, which is I personally prefer that as the great new direction of Microsoft as well. Any final words from your side, Paolo?
Just thank you for following this webcast, and thank you, Visa, and enjoy the responsive UI package.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Cheers. Bye-bye.